When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper, or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Drew Gear. Drew is the host of The Rock Power Report, and along with his producer, Chris Krueger, dedicate their podcast to covering Buffalo Bills content. On the program, we discuss the Bills game against the Buccaneers, also Bills offense and defense. We discuss quarterback Josh Allen and so much more. Drew is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Five enter detention.
I don't think he's breathing.
Jesus.
I'm calling 911.
Four come out alive.
Hammond's dead.
They think one of us did it.
Based on the number one New York Times bestseller, One of Us is Lying, a brand new series streaming only on Peacock.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
How does an organization boost innovation for employees and cut out complication? Simple. ServiceNow Creator Workflows give businesses the agility to create consumer-like app experiences in a matter of hours instead of months. With low-code development tools and pre-built templates, ServiceNow Creator Workflows make building user-friendly apps simple, so developers, or anyone else, can deliver cross-organizational digital workflows quickly. Whether it's a departmental app or a cross-enterprise process, ServiceNow Creator Workflows put the power of automation into the hands of everyday employees so they can focus on the bigger things. With Creator Workflows from ServiceNow, your previously manual and inefficient processes can become powerful digital workflows, connecting people, apps, and data. And they scale without sprawl. Simply put, it's innovation without complication. Whatever your business is facing, let's workflow it. Learn more at servicenow.com.
Deloitte is the world's largest professional services network. And there's a reason for that. Consistency. But how does a giant global company provide consistency? Easy. With ServiceNow, they connect all 300,000 plus of their professionals on a single platform, the Now Platform. So whether someone works in Indonesia, Mexico, or any other of the 148 countries they operate in, ServiceNow helps Deloitte perform their work from a common and connected place. They can leverage the same powerful tools they need to adapt to changing markets and get the same proactive support they need to thrive. And with ServiceNow IT solutions, Deloitte can easily consolidate and scale their technology so professionals can access it wherever they are. So, how does Deloitte keep a consistently high standard for global clients? With ServiceNow, they can keep a consistently high standard for global professionals. Learn more at servicenow.com.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Deloitte is the world's largest professional services network. And there's a reason for that. Consistency. But how does a giant global company provide consistency? Easy. With ServiceNow, they connect all 300,000 plus of their professionals on a single platform, the Now Platform. So whether someone works in Indonesia, Mexico, or any other of the 148 countries they operate in, ServiceNow helps Deloitte perform their work from a common and connected place. They can leverage the same powerful tools they need to adapt to changing markets and get the same proactive support they need to thrive. And with ServiceNow IT solutions, Deloitte can easily consolidate and scale their technology so professionals can access it wherever they are. So, how does Deloitte keep a consistently high standard for global clients? With ServiceNow, they can keep a consistently high standard for global professionals. Learn more at servicenow.com.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Safeway for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit safeway.com/4U for program details.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers, because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
If you're a migraine sufferer, we have incredible news for you. Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. Just one quick dissolve tablet can start fast and can last for up to 48 hours, helping you take control of your migraine whenever, wherever. Simply wonderful.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Deloitte is the world's largest professional services network. And there's a reason for that. Consistency. But how does a giant global company provide consistency? Easy. With ServiceNow, they connect all 300,000 plus of their professionals on a single platform, the Now Platform. So whether someone works in Indonesia, Mexico, or any other of the 148 countries they operate in, ServiceNow helps Deloitte perform their work from a common and connected place. They can leverage the same powerful tools they need to adapt to changing markets and get the same proactive support they need to thrive. And with ServiceNow IT solutions, Deloitte can easily consolidate and scale their technology so professionals can access it wherever they are. So, how does Deloitte keep a consistently high standard for global clients? With ServiceNow, they can keep a consistently high standard for global professionals. Learn more at servicenow.com.
On family road trips, the one stop everyone can agree on is TA, Travel Centers of America, where we find all kinds of food and drink choices, quick refueling, a convenience store, and a clean place to refresh. Travel Centers of America is the perfect stop for everyone.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers, because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Albertsons For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Albertsons For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Albertsons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Albertsons.com/for you for program details.
Allen keeps it again. There's room there. Out into the end zone. Hit Buffalo has his first touchdown.
Well, you see just the emotion of Allen right there. Nothing went right in the first half. He needed to get the ball a little quicker. The play calling needed to change a little bit, and Allen comes right out. Really, on the first drive, they did well. Just didn't get the first down. Had the punt and didn't get it on the punt fake. But all of a sudden here, this drive, Josh Allen makes every right decision. Got the ball out fast. Oh, this is not over. Now this drive becomes big the other way.
Something right. Look them off one side and throw it right back to the other. Look left, fire right, look right, fire left.
Down the middle, and it's a touchdown by Dawson Knox. In Brentwood, Tennessee, is another touchdown for the Bills.
Well, and this is Brady action.
Knox at the top. Just caught a touchdown on the last series. He loves to go to him down here. It looks another way. He's got Davis. And the Bills have another touchdown.
Well, here we go again. Pressure off the edge. Got to get the ball out quick. And Davis runs a quick route inside. And the leverage, watch. He's got inside. It's just reading the field. And all of a sudden, Davis, that's that tight split. When they have a tight split, Jim, and all out pressure inside, you can't give that up.
Passer against the Bills defense all year. And here he is on third and three from the pocket. Connecting. As Perriman taking it all the way for the win. The first time he had been targeted the entire game, Rashad Perriman.
What a play design and the patience of Brady. Five-man rush and the protection up front was phenomenal, showing off the depth of this offensive unit. Tom Brady with a soft touch pass throws it, making his eyes move.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. And that was Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the call of the game that had happened in Week 14 between the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, scoring a rushing touchdown, and then he would throw two touchdown passes to Dawson Knox and Gabriel Davis. And then the last highlight that you heard, unfortunately, was Tom Brady doing what TB12 has done for so long, throwing the game-winning touchdown in overtime to wide receiver Rashad Perriman. To talk more about the Bills-Buccaneers game, also talk more about the Bills' offense and defense, Josh Allen, the Bills' next game against the Carolina Panthers, and so much more, we want to welcome to the program a person who is the host of the Rock Pile Report, which is dedicated to all things related to the Buffalo Bills. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Will Geer to the program. Will, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Will, give me your takeaways from the Bills game against the Bucs.
My takeaways are that we have one of the most talented quarterbacks in all of football right now, but one of the most incomplete rosters around him. That game was infuriating to watch if you're a fan who, like myself, is a season ticket holder and you go to the games and you see this team play and you see the effort that gets put in. It's incredible to think that we have one player on the entire roster who at least has the motivation to try to single-handedly will their team to victory. But he's surrounded by a lot of failure. There's just a lot of failure around him from a game planning perspective, from a coaching perspective, from an execution perspective. And you saw it just rear its ugly head multiple times throughout the course of that game. And yet to know that he's so talented that he's there taking the coin flip for overtime in a game where they trailed by 24 points, that doesn't happen very often in the NFL. So he's a special talent, and we're all just really lucky that we have him. And it's going to be on him down the stretch here to kind of cement our fate as to whether or not we're playoff contenders or playoff pretenders.
You mentioned that he's surrounded by a lot of failure, including the coaching staff. I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but I want to start off with the Bills' offense in this game. Of course, we're going to get more into Josh a little bit later because, of course, he passed for over 300 yards and rushed for over 100 yards in this game. But I want to get to the running game for a moment. It's been kind of stagnant as of lately for the Bills. However, Devin Singletary had 4 carries for 52 yards in this game. Will, give me your thoughts on Devin's performance in this game and his performance so far in this 2021 season.
Here's the crazy thing. When you look at Devin Singletary, he's not your prototype running back, and he's not a guy that anyone would look at and say, I want that to be my bell cow back. But he does some nice things for you. He has some great contact balance. He can bounce off defenders when they don't get a clean shot at him. He can do a lot of nice things. He has decent hands. He can catch well out of the backfield and turn upfield quickly. But he lacks a lot of burst. He doesn't have the requisite physicality to really lay a big hit on anybody. So where you end up is this place where you've got a smaller running back that, honestly, a lot of his success has come because, especially when he's coming from around behind the line of scrimmage post-snap, a lot of the times some of these things come out of the shotgun, and I'm surprised they haven't done it more this year, but when he plays out of the shotgun, defenders lose him behind the line of scrimmage. And then he has a quick burst from a short area burst. He can get out, he can get a step on somebody, and he can break a tackle and make it, he can take what could be a 3-yard run and turn it into a 5-yard run occasionally. But he's not elusive. He's not – unfortunately, what the Buffalo Bills have in their entire running back stable is just this concept of we have 3 different guys who are 3 different skill sets, but none of them are special in any one regard. And the results are pretty much what you see on paper. We have one of the worst rushing attacks in the NFL. Our quarterback, so you said he had 52 yards on 4 carries. Josh Allen had 100 yards, over 100 yards. I think it was 109 and a touchdown. Because he's the most dynamic rushing threat our team has. Now, some of that's a byproduct of our offensive line, and some of that's just the fact that Josh Allen is the most, he's the most intimidating runner we have. Our running backs are almost kind of an afterthought in this offense at this point.
All right, fair enough. And I want to move along now to the receiving core. I mean, on paper, Will, I mean, this is about as talented as a receiving core, one of the best in the league. Stephon Diggs was the leading receiver in this game against Tampa with 7 catches, 74 yards. Give me your thoughts on Stephon and his performance against Tampa, and what do you think, how well do you think he's played so far in this 2021 season?
Well, he came off last year where he was the NFL's leading receiver, and it was a great thing. It propelled our team to the AFC Championship game. This season, he hasn't been quite as prolific, and part of the problem is I'm seeing some lapses. Look, last year we thought Josh Allen's chemistry with Stephon Diggs was perfect. It couldn't have been better. This year, I don't know what's happened. It's almost like he and Stephon have had there's been a breakdown somewhere. No more glaring than in this Tampa Bay game. Now, all the penalties, I know everybody's crying about penalties, what was called, what wasn't called. And I look at that like Sean Connery from The Rock. Losers always whine about their best, and winners go home with the prom queen. That's why Tom Brady gets the win, and that's why we're here yelling about referees not calling for holding and things like that. So what I look at when I see this game is I watch multiple deep balls where he's one-on-one with a cornerback who doesn't have any physical contact with him, isn't holding him, isn't touching him, and he's just not on the same page as our quarterback. That's a problem. He had multiple opportunities to make big plays where last year he was making them routinely. This year he's shrunk a little bit. He's just not as dynamic of a weapon as you would expect him to be in this offense. And we're suffering for it. Because now we're trying to rely on, hey, okay, if he can't be the guy who takes 10 targets and gets 100 yards a game, we need to spread the ball out to other guys. Well, you're finding out those other guys aren't as effective as you thought they were. They were more effective because you had one of the scariest wide receivers in all of football last season on your team, and they had two, if not three, eyes on three sets of eyes on him at all times. Now defenses can just sit in a two-high safety shell and keep us hemmed in. Dawson Knox is no longer getting loose up the seam. Cole Beasley is not free underneath to rack up yards after the catch. We ourselves as a coaching staff have decided that we don't need Isaiah McKenzie, who scored eight touchdowns last year total. So really we've kind of done a detriment by not changing up that group and adding a fresh element. We tried to bring in Emmanuel Sanders and early he was effective. And then teams realize that he's old and he's not fast. He can beat a zone. He has a good feel for that, but he doesn't. He's not a physical threat. He's too small to be a contested catch threat, and he was very easy for teams to take away from us. And so now all of a sudden you live in a world where your offense isn't as dynamic as it used to be. And Stephon Diggs, his regression is a huge part of that.
All right, and let's move along now. I want to stay with the receiving core just for a moment. We talked about Diggs, and let's talk about Cole Beasley. In this game, he had 9 catches for 64 yards, so Cole contributed what he could in this game. Give me your thoughts, Will, on Cole's performance in this game and his 2021 season so far.
Cole Beasley is one of the most polarizing players on the Bills team because of his outspoken stance about COVID vaccination policies and all these other things. He's trying. But again, as Allen struggles and as Diggs struggles, so does he, because he thrived on the fact that teams would get frustrated and try to put pressure on our quarterback and have to send linebackers. You know, last year, they were having to send linebackers in order to get pressure on Josh Allen because he kept moving the pocket. Josh Allen just naturally with his athleticism would get out and move the pocket himself. And he was free to just slide into these soft zones that they would vacate, and he would rack up yards after the catch. And he was a safety valve for our quarterback. Now, teams are finding they can rush four. We saw it in the Tampa game. Just the front four in that first half manhandled our offensive line. They've regressed badly, and we're paying the price for that, but so is Cole Beasley, because Cole Beasley is a guy who he's getting targets, and he's being effective, but aren't a whole lot of 100-yard games to go around for any of our wide receivers. There's a reason for that. Josh Allen is stuck just looking for whoever is open. Now their offensive line is kind of taking a step back. Teams don't have to send linebackers to get pressure anymore. And with that, now Cole Beasley, where he used to feast, there's guys there. And Josh Allen won't throw to him unless he's open because he knows that's a high-risk area of the field. He doesn't want to turn the ball over to linebackers and throw interceptions. So he just doesn't. And so Beasley has also taken a step back as a byproduct of some of the failures we've talked about.
All right. And speaking of, you mentioned about Cole being unable to feast. One person that's been feasting as of late and somebody that I've paid attention to on the roster for Buffalo, that's Gabriel Davis. He had 5 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. And Gabriel has really stepped up his game as of late. Give me your thoughts, Will, on Gabriel's play in the game against Tampa in his 2021 season so far.
I'll say this. I've never made – so I'm a 10-year season ticket holder. Now, I don't count last year because we couldn't go. 10 years I've been a season ticket holder. I've never made a sign. Never made a sign for a sporting event in my entire life. I considered it this week until I found out that Emmanuel Sanders has a knee injury and probably won't play. He's week to week, so he probably won't play against the Panthers. I was going to make one this week and bring it to the game. Just a big sign that in black letters said, Gabe Davis over Emmanuel Sanders or we riot. Because this is what we've seen this year. Gabe Davis has taken a back seat. He really has. Because they trust – our coaching staff trusted Emmanuel Sanders' veteran presence over Gabe Davis's youth, and that's a mistake. And it's proving itself out because just as effective as Emmanuel Sanders was being at the beginning of the season, and then he faded pretty hard, Gabe Davis is coming on the more opportunities he gets. Last year he had 7 touchdowns for us. I don't know how as a coaching staff you ever move away from a guy like that because it, to me that's house money. That's found gold for a guy you drafted in the 4th round of the draft. And yet you marginalized him because you signed an older guy who's been there. He's seen some things. Great. He used to be effective. He's also 34 years old playing wide receiver. Gabe Davis is finally getting more snaps. And as his snap count has gone up, so have his contributions. You watch him now being effective. Josh Allen could have had, I would say the worst throw Josh had all day was in the red zone. It could have been another touchdown to Gabe Davis on the drive when they had to kick a field goal to make the score 10-3 versus Tampa Bay. If Josh connects on that, that's another Gabe Davis touchdown. And he would have had 2 for the game. That could have been the difference in the entire game. Gabe Davis, just at 6'4", big wingspan, catches the ball, contested catches, and he's sneaky fast. He doesn't look like he's moving quickly because he's so big, and all of a sudden he's got separation. He's the only deep threat we have. He's the only guy who's routinely beating his assignment. I just feel like he's a guy who, if we can run more of the offense through him, funnel it away from Stephon Diggs. Let defenses worry about him. Gabe Davis is a guy who's not only playing some really great football right now, but he's a dynamic threat that I think we've underutilized criminally.
All right, Finn, I want to talk about a position that has definitely been utilized for much of the year on the receiving core, and that's the tight end position. Dawson Knox, man, he has been a hidden gem and really been an X factor for this Bills offense, complementing Josh Allen very nicely in this game. 7 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Dawson's play in the game against the Bucks in his 2021 season so far.
Here's the thing about Dawson Knox. I hated him. I'm willing to say that I hated him. I hated the draft pick. I thought it was a reach. I didn't like his hair. Everything about this guy I disliked. And coming into this season, I said, I don't understand why we're not upgrading the tight end position. And the coaching staff kept saying the same thing. Just give it time. He was a project. Everybody knew he was a project. And I said, okay, well, that's fine to say, but I don't understand it. Well, here's where he's landed now. He's leading our team in touchdowns. He is our most dynamic red zone weapon. He has more touchdowns than anybody else in the roster. His yards before the catch are so small, but he's generated more than 50% of his yardage after the catch, which is near tops of the team, which is crazy to think about, that it's a tight end in an offense that doesn't utilize the tight end all that much. His average depth of target is 7 yards downfield, which means that when he catches the ball, it's usually almost the first down every time. He's just – and one of the best things about him is that his drop percentage. So as a rookie, he led the NFL in drop percentage with over 20%. Last year that came down, it kind of fell around like 14%, but his hands were still pretty suspect. I mean, I used to refer to him as a transformer, and I was like, oh, he's like a transformer, except instead of turning into a cool car or a rocket ship or a giant gun that someone could shoot, his hands just turn into frying pans, and everything is just thrown – off of him. Well, his drop percentage is 7%. He's now entered that realm of he's never going to be a Travis Kelce, but he's up there with some of the most effective tight ends in the NFL, especially from like 35 yards out from the end zone. That's where Josh Allen really seems to look for him specifically. Knowing like, okay, we're 35. They're still – the safeties are still back, so they're not occupying the seams because they still have to worry about us getting over the top of them. Now, when you get in the red zone, Knox seems to kind of shrink a little bit, which makes sense because the safeties can come down and get physical with him. But when you're between 40 and 30 yards out from the end zone, 35 yards out, That's when this team really looks at Dawson Knox and goes, okay, here's where you're a weapon because you're fast. And you've developed some decent hands. But you're not the biggest or the most physically imposing tight end, so you're not going to win a lot of jump balls. We need to find ways to scheme you into space, get you the ball, and let you just run it in. And at the same time, sometimes he can go up the stem, up the seam, into the end zone like he did against Tampa Bay and catch a pass for a touchdown. He's become a weapon for this offense in a way that I never expected.
I want to stay with Dawson just for a moment and at the tight end position. You mentioned Travis Kelce, and, you know, there's Travis Kelce, there's George Kittle, you have Darren Waller, you've got Rob Gronkowski, you know, and of course you can't forget about, you could put Hunter Henry in the mix as well. And the NFL has really prided itself on the tight end position for quite a while now. Do you think Dawson has the potential to be in that same category with those names that I mentioned?
Will be, but I don't know that he has to be. The way our team is designed, there's too many weapons for you to ever prioritize one. And I just don't think – I think he's learning. Maybe he can be, but right now I don't think he is. But, he doesn't have to be because Josh Allen has so many other quality targets that, you know, when you look at the game and you see some games, Dawson Knox has no targets. That's just play design. That's just game script that's, hey – they took Knox away. It didn't matter. We can run our offense through other players. We can bring in a Gabe Davis and replace what we were getting from Dawson Knox. That's one of the benefits of the Bills offense as a whole, is that we have enough skilled players that they can fill multiple roles. And you can kind of be different from week to week, even if our coaching staff here in 2021 has really done a poor job of executing that.
Wow, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I want to move along now to the defensive side. And before I talk about the defense for a moment, man, Tom Brady picked apart the Buccaneers' defensive backs. He had their way. He had his way with them in this past Sunday's game. Of course, Tre'Davious White done for the year on IR. Big part of that Bills secondary. So I want to talk about the defense just for a moment, Drew. I apologize for that. But, Drew, you know, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, and Dane Jackson, all in the secondary, led the team with 7 tackles. Give me your thoughts on their play in this game against Tampa.
They did the best they could with what they were given. I mean, we didn't get any pressure. We sacked Tom Brady once, and it was almost by accident. It was just one of those things. We got pressure, but we didn't get disruptive pressure. So our defensive backs were essentially left on islands trying to just hold down arguably the best skill position group from a wide receiver perspective in the NFL. And they didn't even have Antonio Brown for this game. If they had, it would be a nightmare. We did it, and we did it because they have competitiveness. Dane Jackson... it's one of those things where you saw Dane Jackson rise to the occasion. You, in the offseason, we chose not to invest any draft capital or any significant free agent dollars in the cornerback 2 position. And when we did that, everyone goes, oh, our GM went on a podcast with Richard Sherman. And somebody, I have a lot of faith in Dane Jackson. And we all called him a lunatic. In this game, we saw what we needed to see from Dane Jackson that supported his confidence, because you watched the kid compete. He's out there competing with Chris Godwin. He's out there competing with Mike Evans, one of the biggest, most physical wide receivers in the NFL. I think it's a testament to Levi Wallace, a guy who Bills fans really get down on. It's kind of like a, hey, he's soft. He's an also-ran. He's a CB2 who wouldn't be a CB4 on most teams. He showed up. This team stiffened up on defense in that second half and played the type of football that you expect them to play. And the reality is they were doing it in the first half. We just weren't getting anything done up front. Their coverage things, they started dropping their safeties a little bit lower just to take away the crossing routes and make Brady stand in the pocket a little bit longer. And that made Brady uncomfortable long enough that our cornerbacks could do the job on the outside. And it really worked. So even without Trey White, I see a unit that's still well-coached, I mean, that is our head coach's strength. He's a former safety. He's coached defensive backs his entire career. Every defensive back, I mean, Roman Harper got cut from the Saints, acquired by the Carolina Panthers, had a career year, and the Saints brought him back. They brought him back after they cut him because he did so well under Sean McDermott's tutelage. So it doesn't shock me that our defensive back group, for even as just a bunch of no-names now at cornerback, they're still performing admirably in coverage. It's because of how well-coached they are and just the way our defensive system is set up.
All right, and staying on the defensive side, Drew, I want to bring up a linebacker. He's been balling this year, Tremaine Edmonds. Tremaine had six tackles in this game against Tampa. I think he, you know, the argument could be out. He could be a candidate for the league defensive player of the year. Drew, give me your thoughts on Tremaine's play against the Bucs and his 2021 season so far.
I don't want to discount some of the praise you're heaping on him, but here's what I'll say. Tremaine Edmonds, right now there's a real conversation going on within our fan base over who we should keep, Tremaine Edmonds or our defensive tackle Ed Oliver, because one of them is going to walk in free agency in the near future. The reality is that Tremaine Edmonds, for his big and physical and having all the intangibles, he's one of the reasons we lost his football game this week. And that's not lost on me, because when you look at his draft profile, everybody who scouted him said he'd probably fit best as a 3-4 outside linebacker, where his size, his speed, his ability to cover, he'd be a freak athlete. He'd be one of the best outside linebackers to ever play in a 3-4 defense. We drafted him, made him an inside linebacker, a middle linebacker, who has to be the captain of the defense, communicate. There's a reason that he didn't get drafted. Now, I'm an Alabama fan. He didn't get drafted above Roquan Smith that year. Why? Because Roquan Smith was a more complete player. Tremaine Edmonds needed to get it right above. He had all the physical things nailed down to a science. It's between the ears. And it's the small nuances in the game where you see his failures manifest themselves. There's a 3rd-and-1 play against Tampa Bay where all he has to do is take the correct tackling form to the running back, and he stops him for a loss. They don't convert. The Bills get the ball back late in the game when they're driving down to score. Well, Tremaine Edmonds screws that up. He takes the wrong angle. He gets turned inside, and they get the first down. They go on to score a field goal that forces us to force overtime. You watch him late in that game, and he doesn't recognize what's happening in front of him. Breshad Perriman runs right past him, catches the pass, and he's gone. And it ends the football game. And you say to yourself, okay, well, if he's actually if he's the star middle linebacker that we're going to, when you see what middle linebackers cost now, and you look at him and you go, is that the guy that I want to hitch my wagon to for 6 years, $100 million a clip? I don't know. I don't know if he's in that conversation yet. And so I know he's young. He's incredibly young. He's one of the youngest players in the NFL. And the fact that he almost has 5 years of experience is crazy, because I don't think he's even 25 years old. He started at like 19 and change. But he's underwhelmed this year, and it's been a real problem, and it's actually one of the – it's cost us football games, as you saw on Sunday.
You mentioned one of the gentlemen that represents the future of the Bills organization, Ed Oliver. But somebody that's also really been a stalwart in this organization, Drew, is Jerry Hughes. What do you think the future is like for Ed and Jerry to play together a little bit longer in Buffalo?
I don't know. I think Jerry Hughes is very rapidly approaching his exit from this organization. He's just not effective anymore. He is. He's still leading. It depends on what stats you like. If you like pressures and you think that's important, then you look at the stat sheets and you go, well, look at Jerry Hughes is still a fine defensive end. What I see, though, is when I'm at the stadium and I'm watching the game, or when I'm at home and I'm watching the game and I see Jerry Hughes get a quote-unquote pressure on Tom Brady, and then Tom Brady runs for 12, but he doesn't get home. He never gets a sack. And then Tom Brady runs for 12 yards for a first down. Or when I'm at the stadium and I watch Jerry Hughes come around the corner and he almost sacks the quarterback, and then the quarterback doesn't go down, and instead he just steps away from him harmlessly and then delivers a dump off for 6 yards. It's It's like, well, those almost don't actually change the course of the game. We need a real impact player at that position, and for the amount of money he's getting paid, which is over $8 million a year, I unless he's willing to take a ridiculous haircut to stay with this team, I think his days here are coming to an end as fast as the season's end is approaching.
All right, and then I want to talk now. I want to just kind of you mentioned earlier about Ed Oliver. Ed and Tremaine, you were saying that the Bills were going to have to make a decision in the offseason about which one they were going to keep. Just give me your thoughts on Ed and his performance in this 2021 season so far.
He's been playing like a guy who finally understands the nuances and the responsibilities of being a three-technique defensive tackle. It's really impressive to watch the way he's improved. He took a lot of crap his first year, and he took a lot of second year, because fans thought that because we drafted him in the top 10, he has to be an impact player right out of the gate. I really believe that at the end of the day, he's going to be a very solid football player. And I think that with lacking statistics and lacking a lot of things to back it up, he's not going to command top dollar on the market as a free agent. But what I think is that he's a guy that the Bills should prioritize, because you need something on this defensive line that's about to go a major facelift. You just drafted a first-round defensive end who's disappeared. You drafted Greg Rousseau is no longer making impact plays for your team. A.J. Epinesa was a second-round pick for you last year. He's nowhere to be found. Boogie Basham, who you drafted in the second round this year, he's not even on the field most of the time. You've invested a lot of draft picks in young defensive linemen hoping that they would grow. You have one who's actually doing the job. In that way, I feel like you have to take a hard look at extending that guy simply because he fits a role and a need, and also he might be the only proven commodity you have on hand.
All right, and I want to move along now to, you know, the future. I mentioned Ed Oliver being the future on the defensive side, but, man, Josh Allen, I mean, Buffalo, wow, they're so far so good. They've struck gold with Josh Allen. And in this game, Drew, Josh completed 36 out of 54 passes for 308 yards and two touchdowns. And as we mentioned earlier, 109 yards rushing and a rushing touchdown. That is insane. Give me your thoughts on Josh's performance in this game against Tampa Bay.
I almost teared up a little bit on our podcast over at the Rock Pile Report when we were talking about Josh in this game and just what his play means. Here's one of the things that I'll say to anybody who listens. Josh Allen, a lot of players get paid and then they stop. They just say, okay, I met my obligation. Now I'm just going to maintain the status quo because that's the job. Josh Allen wants to be a winner, and he wants to do it so badly that he's willing to sacrifice himself. He's willing to sacrifice himself on the altar of that. And you saw it in this game where he's very obviously laboring under a foot injury, and yet he's still taking off and running. He's still planting his foot and throwing. Why? Because to him, losing, it's worse than death. And I love that about him. Now, your listeners will maybe get a laugh out of this. When we drafted him, I hated Josh Allen. I hated Josh Allen as a prospect. I hated everything about him. I wanted Josh Rosen. So we were at a Jamaican resort with my wife, and I'm watching the draft at the bar, and I see Josh come across the TV, and I think it's Josh Rosen, and I start celebrating, and I see it's Josh Allen, and I drank an entire bottle of rum that night and ended up naked on our balcony and my wife with a beer in each hand. And my wife goes, honey, you got to get in here. You can't be naked on the balcony. I go, honey, I don't think you understand. Pants are irrelevant because Josh Allen is my quarterback. Nothing matters. Nothing matters anymore. We have the worst quarterback in the NFL. He's now one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and this game proved it. He fought through all of the adversity, all of his teammates' incompetence, just willed us into overtime, and then we came up short. He didn't throw anyone under the bus. He didn't pout. He just said, listen, I'm going to keep doing this until we win. That's a guy that you can't help, but I want to go suit up and play for him. I want to go out there and suit up and try to block for him. That's how impressive Josh Allen is.
Awesome, awesome. And again, his name is Drew Geer. He is the host of the Buffalo Bills podcast titled Rock Pile Report. Thank you again, Drew, and thank you also to your producer, Chris, for making this happen as well. Before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, the Rock Pile Report podcast, and any other websites you have. Let them know that as well.
Sure. You can find us on Twitter at Rock Pile Report. We're actually doing a Festivus celebration where we're getting fans together to air their grievances about the 2020 season. I'm sure your fan base can – you guys have some too. If you have any, at Rock Pile Report on Twitter. We're giving away free barbecue rubs, sauces, some free pizza here in the Buffalo area. We at Rock Pile Report on Twitter, rockpilereport716@gmail.com. Guys, you can find us on all your major podcast apps. We have a lot of fun over here. We're the pettiest, hardest drinking Bills podcast. I have a beer in my hand right now as we've been doing this, and I don't know if my stories tell it all. But we're a lot of fun.
Indeed, you were a lot of fun. And again, you heard it from him. He's Drew Geer, host of the Rock Power Report, all things dedicated to the Buffalo Bills. Drew, thank you so much. And again, thank you to your producer, Chris. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Of course, sir. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Allen keeps it again. There's room there. Allen to the end zone. And Buffalo has his first touchdown.
Well, you see just the emotion of Allen right there. Nothing went right in the first half. He needed to get the ball a little quicker. The play calling needed to change a little bit. And Allen comes right out. Really, on the first drive, they did well. Just didn't get the first down. Had the punt and didn't get it on the punt fake. But all of a sudden here, this drive, Josh Allen makes every right decision.
Something right, look them off one side, and throw it right back to the other. Look left, fire right, look right, fire left.
Down the middle, and it's a touchdown by Dawson Knox. In Brentwood, Tennessee, is another touchdown for the Bills.
Well, and this is...
Knox at the top. Just caught a touchdown on the last series. He'd like to go to him down here, but looks another way. He's got Davis, and the Bills have another touchdown.
Well, here we go again. Pressure off the edge. Got to get the ball out quick. And Davis runs a quick route inside.
Third passer against the Bills defense all year. And here he is on third and three from the pocket. Connecting. That's Perriman taking it all the way for the win. The first time he had been targeted the entire game, Rashad Perriman.
What a play design and the patience of Brady. Five-man rush and the...
How does an organization boost innovation for employees and cut out complication? Simple. ServiceNow Creator Workflows give businesses the agility to create consumer-like app experiences in a matter of hours instead of months. With low-code development tools and pre-built templates, ServiceNow Creator Workflows make building user-friendly apps simple, so developers, or anyone else, can deliver cross-organizational digital workflows quickly. Whether it's a departmental app or a cross-enterprise process, ServiceNow Creator Workflows put the power of automation into the hands of everyday employees so they can focus on the bigger things. With Creator Workflows from ServiceNow, your previously manual and inefficient processes can become powerful digital workflows, connecting people, apps, and data. And they scale without sprawl. Simply put, it's innovation without complication. Whatever your business is facing, let's workflow it. Learn more at servicenow.com.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic. Go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Vons For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Vons For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Vons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Vons.com/foryou for program details.
At last, the holidays are here, and so is Ridgeland. Shop, dine, celebrate, and immerse yourself in the spirit of the season. The Ridgeland Retail Trail has a gift for everyone on your list. So wrap it in Ridgeland and book one of our special sleigh and stay hotel packages. Learn more at visitridgeland.com. #VisitMS responsibly.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Drew Gear. Drew is the host of the Rock Pile Report, and along with his producer, Chris Krueger, they dedicate their podcast to covering Buffalo Bills content. Thanks once again to Drew and Chris for taking time out of their busy schedule to be on the program. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.